The second PCH team and the thousands of supporters of our project to express our very keen disappointment at the decisions that were made by the council in the last meeting. We followed the direction that was provided to us by staff, by the council office, and the council itself. Staff directed us to go forward with our project with the assurance that it would be evaluated on its merits. We felt that ultimately the project was not evaluated on its merits based on the responses that evening. In fact, the project was rejected because the council decided to take a different direction and begin a CDIP planning process from scratch, an option which was never on the table until 4 days prior to our hearing. The mayor predicted that someone would be seriously damaged as a result of the action of the council. And to our dismay and frankly our astonishment, that party was us. And why do we express that surprise? Because we brought forth a plan to invest $300+ million in the city, a plan that would create significant economic benefits and jobs, a plan that would replace an eyesore with a beautiful new iconic project that we hope would be inspiring and create new amenities that don't exist on that side of town. And instead of rewarding that, the decision was made to go a very different direction, to start a planning process with an uncertain timeline that would allow that eyesore
to
remain
for a
very long
time. Excuse me, Mr. Malmuth, I need quiet in the chambers, please. Be respectful of people talking. Do not hold conversations in here. Mr. Malmuth.
So the question now is, where do we go from here? We thought long and hard about the options, and we believe very strongly that we've all worked too hard and too long and had too much support from the community to allow this project to die. We now are asking you, urging you, to reconsider that vote, and we are committing that we are going to reach out to the council to see if we can find an opportunity to make this project successful. We believe that the kind of benefits that can be generated both from the community standpoint and from an economic standpoint are crucial, and they resonate with the mayor's comments last night about the city needing to be creative in finding ways to incent economic development here in Long Beach. So you have our commitment that we're going to attempt to find ways that we can allow this project to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Malmuth. Appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor, can I comment?
You certainly may, Mr. DeLong.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Malmuth and the rest of the project team, I appreciate your willingness to work at this just a little bit harder. I know it's been a long road and certainly a disappointment at the last council meeting, but you know, I'm fully prepared to support an opportunity to come back and see what changes can be made to gather a little bit more support. I think that's in the best interest of the city. Certainly at the decision at the last council meeting, there weren't any winners. Everybody lost. Not only have you invested a lot of time and money in this project, but candidly, so has the city. The city's invested a significant amount of staff resource, planning commission resource, council resource. So when we end up with nothing, we all lose. So I look forward to you coming back, continue to make the rounds of the council offices, find out what needs to be changed in order to get a favorable outcome so that we can turn what was a lose-lose into a win-win where everybody benefits. So thank you for hanging in there, and hopefully we'll get across the finish line here shortly.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. DeLong. Vice Mayor Lowenthal.
Mr. Mayor, may I just ask procedurally what is the next step, perhaps with the city attorney, if there is an interest? I haven't witnessed a situation like that, so can I just have a procedural update?
Mayor Foster, members of the City Council, if something like what Mr. Malma suggested were to happen, it would basically, at a minimum, be a two-step process. There is a procedure under Robert's Rules of Order where someone that voted, in this case with the majority, to turn down the project, wanted to put on the motion on the Council's agenda for consideration a motion to rescind that action. That would be held one night, and if Council did a simple majority voted to rescind that action, it would return us to the status quo the way we would have been that night that the vote was taken. But because this was a public hearing situation, it would be necessary to re-notice that public hearing. That's why I say it's at least a two-step process.
And so, that would occur on another date?
Yeah, there's no requirement that it occur at any particular time, but it would the second item would have to occur on a different night, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mays. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I actually just wanted to Mr. Malmuth, and I know that Mr. Lynn is here as well. I just wanted to also thank you for your willingness to come back and to continue to have a discussion. I think that that's something that I think is very encouraging. I think, you know, what happened certainly wasn't the outcome that some of us here, you know, in the minority had hoped to see. But it's good to know that there is still an opportunity to have a discussion and revisit of a project that I think could be really an economic boon to not just the East Side but all of Long Beach. So it's good to continue that discussion. Hopefully we can come up with something that there will be some wide support for. So thanks for your commitment to that.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ms. Malmuth. Thank you.